This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Now, I'm so tired, Don, of people stealing my stuff. Don Lemon, talking to a Democrat strategist about the vampiric one. Now, how many years have I been calling her a vampire? How many years?
Four or five years,
right?
Yes.
I've been making jokes about her drinking virgin blood. I've been making jokes about her doing all these things. And there's a reason for it. What's that?
Funny every time I
hear
it.
Every time.
They're not doing a walk. Does anybody have any doubt that we're not?
And then her daughter, right?
She'll cut your head off and you won't even know you're bleeding.
Right. Exactly. Right. She is an eternal creature of the night. I show her respect. She's the Speaker of the House, which I call her the vampiric one. There's only one, and it's her. But now, The Onion stole my bit about Nancy Pelosi getting blood transfusions from virgins. I should have sued them. I may sue Don Lemon for this. Cut 12.
It's not about marginalizing anybody's voice. The lesson to be learned there is that you can't win with a minority. You cannot win with a minority. That is the lesson for Democrats. You cannot win by eating your own. And maybe at this point, you don't...
What is happening?
Why? Tired of this. Every day somebody steals something, Dawn. Every day. We got to copyright all these things,
I know, right?
And just go to court and sue the hell out of everybody.
Do like a Zioli dictionary and then copyright the whole thing.
You cannot win by eating your own.
I love it, Dawn. A Zioli dictionary and we just copyright the whole thing.
Yeah, that you copyright it. Not the overlords.
Now, since it's Friday night, what are you doing tonight?
I don't know. Maybe a movie.
Yeah, which one are you going to see?
No.
So I'm going to one of Steve Trevelise's comedy clubs tonight.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's a big night. Big night. They have some great entertainers tonight. I was talking to Trev, really excited for this. It's a combo night tonight. They're doing comedian Eric Swalwell, who dropped out in the race for president.
I think
we have a beatnik poet named Nancy.
Stop.
And wow. we also have a singer, a folk singer.
Oh.
We have a little preview of this open mic night tonight at Trev's Comedy Club. Go ahead.
I think it's so appropriate that you gave us all the same T-shirt because I believe our candidates are a part of the Avengers.
Yeah.
Welcome to my fellow candidates, whom I consider we are all a part of being the Avengers.
Yeah.
We're here to save America. The Republicans, that's the Hunger Games.
Hey, guys. So I'm running about 3 more miles. I will be bold without the bowl.
Eric Swalwell.
I'm a congressman, but also a father of a 2-year-old and an infant. When I'm not changing diapers, I'm changing Washington. Most of the time, the diapers smell better.
Hysterical. That's his big one that he's known for. That's his big. He drops that. The crowd loses it every time. He kills. He kills with that. And then, of course, the beatnik poet, Nancy Pelosi. She questions this riff. She goes up there. She's got a beret on, a black beret, lights a cigarette, and she's got a little like jazzy band behind her. And she just kind of riffs. You know, she talks to the crowd. She riffs and she just take it away.
Who are we? What is America? We celebrate America on the 4th of July. What is America? America is our Constitution. Separation of powers, co-equal branches of government, the freedoms and the, including freedom of the press, the guardian of our democracy. In the Bill of Rights, who is America? America is our Constitution. What is America? It is this beautiful land that God gave us from sea to shining sea and beyond. What is America? America is our people.
Wow.
I'm telling you, it's so cool, and the audience gets into it, and you can just feel the angst, and they order coffee, and she's up there smoking. So cool. Yeah. It's just fun, the beatnik poetry. And then to cap the night, of course, we have music, because what would be a variety show without music? Yeah. And for this, we bring in presidential candidate Bernie Sanders. The crowd joins him. It's a beautiful moment. The buildup is so nice, too, right? The buildup.
As I went walking that ribbon of highway
It's the worst open mic night ever. That endless skyway. Can you imagine paying for this?
I saw below me
tonight at Parks Casino.
That golden valley.
Beatnik Nancy Pelosi. Folk
this
singer
land was made for you and me.
Bernard Sanders.
This land is your
and comedian and failed presidential candidate Eric Swalwell. Tickets are only $4. And they include a free meal, a hotel room, free education, free college, free health care, free everything. I can't wait to go to that show.
Wow.
That is going to be a great show
it's
tonight.
Amazing.
I'm so excited for
how
that
did they
tonight.
Get all three on the bill like that?
One night.
I know.
One night. They
one
had to push
only.
Dennis Miller off the stage because they just didn't have room for him. They didn't have room.
Oh, man.
Couldn't make it happen.
What a clown
unbelievable.
Show.
That's literally... Three people. We didn't even have to edit that, except we added the cool music for the Beatnik poetry. Da-da. Who is America? Who is? What is? Who is? Who is? Ah, who is? Da-da. I love that. It's so great. 855-839-1210 is the number. I think you know by now that the hysteria that goes on is so much manufactured by the media. I try to set it all straight for you so that you know the truth. But if you wake up today and you read the Inquirer, the front page, Trump backs down on the immigration question. Instead of fighting to add a question to the census, he says he'll order agencies to document citizens and non-citizens, which I truly believe is what he should do. He should show the respect the judiciary is entitled, which is also why they're going to be enforcing court order deportations. Because when the courts order something, guess who executes that? Right, the executive branch. I know it's very complicated. I know, but that's what's happening. All right, that's what's happening. 855-839-1210. You know what would be good to do? I think this would be good to do as well. I really do. Since we're talking about folk singer Bernie Sanders, he was on with the unbiased journalist George Stephanopoulos. And I think the question that he wants to know is whether or not Bernie has the fire in his belly.
Well, you're running now for president for the second time. It's tight competition now among the Democrats. One of the things we're hearing from voters is they know you've got plans. They know you got passion. They want to know more about you as a person. Do you kind of accept that critique? And what do you do about it?
Well, I think two things. I think, of course, people have a right to know about who you are as a person. And your family and your life. I think sometimes the media goes overboard on that and does not pay enough attention to what you are trying to do to transform the country. You know, so the issues that I talk about are health care for all people. You know, you may like me or you may not like me, but the truth of the matter is every American is entitled to health care as a human right.
Whether they like him or not.
What kind of question is that?
Just whether they like you or not. John is in Lansdale. John, good morning.
Morning, Rich. How you doing?
Good.
I was listening to that ensemble, and I was sitting in the traffic like crying. I was laughing so hard. But the only thing I have to add to that is that everyone has to snap their fingers at the end of that instead of clapping.
Oh, right.
Both beatniks used to do that.
That's right. You snap a lot with the beatniks, right?
Yeah, you have to snap your fingers, man. Snap your fingers. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Take John. Care. Appreciate it. By the way, the president yesterday had a big media summit, a social media summit at the White House, and he heard from people, for example, like Lila Rose, who's a big pro-life leader in the community, Live Action, about how social media sites censor pro-life content. He heard from James O'Keefe, of course, the filmmaker with his Project Veritas, who is censored all the time. A number of people got to go and speak, including our buddy Michael Pelka, who was there, by the way, who was at the White House summit on social media. President heard a lot of different ideas from people firsthand on how these companies, how they do, in fact, censor people and they limit free speech. And then, of course, he's now inviting the companies to come back and talk about free speech and how they can keep speech free, which is important. But having conservative groups to the White House to let the president know firsthand that, yes, in fact, it's true. It's not an exaggeration. But yes, they do censor. They do limit speech. They do these things is very important that he heard from those people. Very important to do. Dan Crenshaw, the congressman with the patch, cool guy, former SEAL. He was there as well speaking about conservative censorship at big tech, by big tech. It's an ongoing thing. It's obvious. It's one of those situations that's not going to be going away unless more people speak out about it. I don't think there's a government solution, but I think that the more pressure that's put on them by people, the more that hopefully they'll acquiesce and stop breaking people and stop limiting speech. I think it's very important to do. 855-839-1210 is the number. And, you know, for a lot of us who are on social media, and again, I'm on Twitter at Rich Zeoli, Facebook.com/Zeoli Show. These are communities where we engage with people and we talk with people and we have great conversations. It is where things are. You should not have to be put up. You shouldn't have to tolerate your opinions being censored. And I don't want the answer to be government intervention because it never works out for us. Meaning conservatives, it just never does. But by putting the pressure on these companies and by highlighting what's happening, you're not keeping the censorship in the dark anymore. And you see, and that's the big thing, right? Is you're no longer keeping the censorship in the dark. And when you get these things out in the light, I think it's very important to do that. That's how you can start the process of making change. Absolutely. You know, one of the things, for example, is Nancy Pelosi, the vampiric one, was very upset that they made a doctored video of her, even though people make doctored videos of the president all the time, for example, but she was very upset by that. So she's very upset by a number of things, including the fact that the president is now threatening families while apparently while they go to church. And Nancy Pelosi has not stepped in a church in centuries.
It's true.
Do you know what would happen if she walked into a church?
Stop.
Let's do this.
That's a sin.
No, that she'd walk in
she's
and go,
a Catholic grandmother.
Let's do this. Once and for all. Motto in motto. That's what she'd do. I'm telling you, Dawn.
Let's do this.
That epic battle. That epic battle we've been hearing about in all those John Carpenter movies. Come on down here. Me and you. Finally. But certainly, but she always pretends that she's very, very concerned about the church-going habits of people. Cut 4B.
It's about values that the president does not seem to share. And we saw this morning when he announced his heartless raids on families this coming Sunday. When he announced
what the
this
hell
before,
was that?
I called...
Wait.
God bless you.
What was that? Was that a sneeze?
Yes. 100%.
Sneeze. That was obnoxious. You know, but the thing is that she's reading, so she's not being spontaneous, so she can't even react to it. And she certainly can't say, God bless you. She can't invoke his name.
No.
That would be very problematic. Oh, man.
That sounds like a wet one.
Really?
Get that.
Say, ooh.
Get that
give
guy
him a tissue.
Right. Oh, get that guy a medic.
Oh.
By the way, if that had happened at the White House, Trump would have stopped it and said,
get out.
Get out. Get out. As he should have done. All right, let's try that again.
When you announced this before, I called, God bless you, some people
oh,
of faith.
She did say
wow.
She
about
name.
This. Evangelicals who support the president for other reasons, but who have been good on immigration issues, but usually. And basically, they were very concerned that this goes too far because these raids were not what they signed up for with President Trump. And I think their calls to the president made a difference. Basically, what they said to me is, on Sunday, this is the Hispanic evangelicals, on Sunday, west of the Mississippi, our people are in church. And as they prepare to go to church, they feel very threatened and scared by these raids. So hopefully the president will think again about it, or these groups will weigh in once again.
Well, you know, what I think is great here is that she knows exactly when and where people go to church. Now, think about that for a second. I think it's a little creepy, personally. She knows exactly where they are. I have to wait till they get out. I can't go in there. But I know where they are. The sunrise mass. It's my favorite time of the morning. 855-839-1210. It's a sin, Dawn. It's a sin.
It's a sin.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step and into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.